Good morning, Maxine. Oh, beg your pardon. Good morning, Maxine.
Good morning.
Hi. Sorry about that. Now, kicking things off with this brief acknowledgement of the government's failure to protect the Great Barrier Reef, Do you think that it has the potential to actually force them to do something about it?
Potentially. I mean, the elephant in the room around the whole discussion on the health of the Great Barrier Reef from the sort of UNESCO perspective through to federal and state government is about climate change. So the bleaching recently has been attributed to climate change. UNESCO have raised issues, but things like the government plans, the 2050 plan for the reef currently doesn't have climate change as an issue. And it's often being used as well by the activists. So really, once you start acknowledging it, if you can start getting it into legislation and onto bills and amendments and things, then it could force the hand of the federal government. However, this has been going on for quite a while now, at least the last sort of two, three, maybe long, or even longer years. And so, and nothing's been done. So I'm not sure if this is just another blip or it could actually be the tipping point, if you like.
How much of a downer is it then, with what you were just saying about how it could potentially force acknowledgement, just how much of a disappointment is it then that the bill was overturned so quickly?
Well, it's huge because there's been lots of previous cases where they've tried to prove that. So, for example, when the activist movement took legal steps against the proposed Adani mine, the argument was that the CO2 produced from the mine or potential CO2 will add to climate change. And that didn't get through the courts because it's one of those things where it's not tangible, where it's hard to kind of measure. Getting anything that's not tangible onto paper becomes harder. But I guess the idea is that if you keep chipping away and if you do it from a top-down politics position, then there is a stronger chance of it actually becoming an issue and sort of addressed.
Why is it that it's so difficult to get the government to do something about protecting the reef? Is it a factor that acknowledging climate change as a contributor to the damage to the reef means acknowledging climate change across the board?
Well, it's the government would say that they are looking after the reef, and there are a lot of really good sort of schema in place, and they're addressing this really big concern, which is about water quality, and they're trying to look at all the kind of different approaches. The problem with climate change is it's a contentious issue, and there are some groups of opinion that climate change isn't man-made. Some opinion that things like the bleaching and the effect of the reef is what's happening to the reef is all down to kind of natural cycles like El Nino. And some are saying that it's all kinds of things. So why focus all the attention on something that might not necessarily be down to human impact? So a lot of it is really sits in that position of does climate change exist for some people? And if it does, is that because it's man-made? Is it, you know, attributed by man, or it's just kind of part of natural cycles?
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning on 2SER, we're speaking with Dr. Maxine Newlands, Lecturer of Political Science at James Cook University, about the now overturned bill that criticised the government on their failure to protect the Great Barrier Reef. Now, Maxine, a lot of people in the general public might have given up hope for the Great Barrier Reef at this point. A lot of people think it's already dead.
Yeah.
How long does the government have to take serious action about it and follow through with some of the things that you were just mentioning before it is going to be genuinely too late?
Well, today, you know, things need to be done today. The science shows that with the bleaching, some of the coral can come back. Not necessarily some of the older coral that's sort of over 100 years old, but things like staghorn coral, they're very good at kind of adapting and coming back. But if you keep constant, if you don't do anything about it and you take a business as usual approach, which is a criticism of the federal government in their approach to the reef, then it is just going to keep making, it's like anything, you know, if you ignore the problem, it's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse.
Mm. Well, very briefly, some positive light in an ongoing issue. It is a shame that it was overturned and overturned so quickly. Maxine, thanks so much for joining us for and unpacking exactly what's going on.
Thanks.